On this episode of Cox Talking Gamecocks, I walk through the first half of South Carolina's football schedule, give some storylines to each games, and my initial reactions. Okay, here we go. Welcome to episode 82 of Cox Talking Gamecocks. I am your host, Tim Cox, where I will keep every episode from 1801 to 2001. And oh my Lanta, football is so close. I can taste it. Just so close. It's in the air. You know, the air maybe has a little cool breeze in it now. You can tell fall might be around the corner. You know, unless you're, you know, experiencing a heat wave right now, then just imagine that fall feels around the corner now. But my goodness, it is just so close. Everything on social media is all about this. The countdowns, we're in the teens. It's just unbelievable. I am so excited. It cannot come soon enough. Like, yes, I am sad to see summer go. I have the Sunday scaries of summer ending, but at the same time, football's here. So it's like, hey, it's really okay that summer's ending, but got a packed episode for y'all here. What I'm doing is I'm going to walk through the first half of South Carolina's football schedule for this upcoming season and give you my initial reactions, things like that. So it's every game from the opener up until the bye week. So going to jump right into things here, but I have to start with my handy dandy Gamecock calendar, which is, in fact, has a fact today. All right, here we go. At the 2020 SEC Swimming Championships, South Carolina's Italy Goldfaden became the first back-to-back breaststroke champion in the SEC since 2017. Itai, not Italy, idiot. In 2019, he was the first Gamecocks men's swimmer to win an individual title in any distance breaststroke event. Shout out Itai Goldfaden. Sorry I messed up your name there, Itai, but that's a very impressive feat. Shout out Gamecock Swimming. Shout out Gamecock Athletics. So yes, like I said here, going to jump in to the first half schedule walkthrough. Now, for those of y'all who were not listening to the show last football season, first off, I wouldn't blame you. I started last football season. I think there was five listeners, and one of them was like a bot in Europe. But nevertheless, the breakdown of the show for football season is obviously I have a whole preview episode dedicated to that opponent of the week, usually the Friday before the show, where I can give you more closer insight, trends of what that team is doing in the season and everything like that. So this is more of a high-level walkthrough, a high-level what to expect. Here's the order of the games, things I'm keeping an eye out for, my initial reactions, things like that. Also, if you don't remember from last year or you are not a listener, I don't predict scores. I just don't. I think that's kind of silly. You know, it's just a guess, really. It's just anybody's guess, especially in the preseason. I mean, I don't know. And you'll also never see me pick us to outright lose. It's going to take a lot for me to say that, just of any of my teams, especially South Carolina football. I feel like we as fans should feel like we have a chance in every game. I am an optimist by nature. I'm a glass half full kind of guy. And I admittedly wear the garnet glasses, but it's funny because you can tell when I think it's going to be tough, right? You'll see me using a lot different language, right? For the easier games, I might even say W, right? But for the ones where we're going to be underdogs and everything like that, you'll see me hearing things like challenging, underdog, opportunities, hope, that type of deal. So you can read between the lines, but you will be very hard-pressed to hear me pick us to outright lose a game, especially in the preseason, right? If there's something horrible that goes on, God forbid, like, yeah, maybe I'll turn that around. But right now in the preseason, the sky is the limit. So without further ado, let's jump right into this thing here. Week 1, September 3rd, at home against Georgia State, kicking off at 7:30 p.m. I've already explained my personal issues with this game in the sense of that I will be at a wedding rehearsal dinner at this exact time. I'm currently figuring out how I can get the game on my phone and also maybe dip out and be a little sneaky and watch some of this game, but that is my issue to bear. I am so excited that the rest of y'all get a night kickoff at home to ring in this season. And right off the bat, the storyline of this one has to be Sean Elliott returning to Williams-Brice, was on the staff of Spurrier, was the interim head coach when Spurrier retired. And along with all the other emotions and excitement that come with an opening game, to have someone that a lot of Carolina fans liked a lot. I loved Sean Elliott. To have him come back home to a degree, to have him come back to Williams-Brice, it is extra exciting and adds that extra wrinkle. You know they'll be talking about it on the broadcast. You know they're going to be showing him on the sidelines. It's just very cool to see. Now, last year in Carolina's opener, we were able to cruise past pretty easily, right? We really poured it on there towards the end. But this year, that probably won't be the case because Sean Elliott has built a very respectable program down there in the Sun Belt, aka the Fun Belt. Last year, GSU went 8-5, including a bowl win. Their total offense ranked 5th in conference and their defense ranked 6th. So towards the top of the heap, right? And now most notably from last year, they played Auburn, and putting aside the many issues that Auburn had last year, they only lost by 10. Georgia State did. So when I look at that, that tells me that this team isn't necessarily intimidated by Power 5 competition, and they're not intimidated by being on the road in an SEC environment, right? They hung in there. So it's very interesting to see, and you know Sean Elliott is going to have his guys prepared. He's familiar with the stadium. He's familiar with the area, familiar with the fans. So it's a very interesting matchup in week one. But right now, I do think that the spread for Carolina is a 12-point favorite. And I like that line in favor of the Gamecocks. I don't mix business with pleasure, as y'all know, betting on Carolina. But I like that line. But it also feels pretty close to the number in the sense of it probably won't be a blowout like we saw against Eastern Illinois last year. But I do think when it's all said and done, I would expect Carolina to walk away, kind of get that growing pain out of the way, and end up with a couple of score W, right? 12-point favorite, this feels like a 14, maybe 17-point win, right? I think that line is pretty fair, but I like it in favor of the Gamecocks. So moving on to week 2, September 10th, this is away at Arkansas, kicking off at noon Eastern. And whew, y'all, we really just jump right into it with SEC play this year, don't we? I mean, there's no week 2 warm-up either. It's right back into it, and you gotta love it, right? You absolutely gotta love it. It just means more in the SEC. And we're jumping right into it with a serious test on the road. Recently, in fact, Shane Beamer, he actually made a point of saying that they want to play better on the road, particularly mentioning some poor first half starts, poor first quarters that really put the team in a hole. Well, here you go, Shane. This is your first test right away. Second week of the year on the road. really tough, but we got to see what you're made of, right? Any college fan will tell you that Arkansas really kicked the door down last year, right? Sam Pittman proved that he is the man for this job. They ended up going 9-4 with their bowl win. They had the number one rushing offense in the SEC. I mean, having a quarterback that is as mobile as KJ Jefferson helps. And they had the number seven total defense in the SEC, so top half there. And there is no way around it. This is a big challenge for the Gamecocks. This would be a big challenge any week of the year, let alone the second week of the year. So it just makes it all the more difficult on the road. And Arkansas returns a star quarterback and some other key pieces as well. Now, with that being said, I do have faith that the staff is well aware of and preparing better for road games. Also, the man leading our team in Spencer Rattler is no stranger to big-time road games and winning them. Lastly, this game is at 11 a.m. Central Time. First off, brutal for anyone who lives in Central Time and has to go to these games. 11 a.m. Are you kidding me? Jeez. Now, although this is their SEC opener, it's not their home opener. They do that the week prior against Cincinnati, which, yes, they lost some big-time talent, but that's a no-joke team. So they're going to have to be up and at them and really locked in for that first game at home. So if you were to put the ingredients out there for a road upset in the SEC, this certainly has a lot of them. And while I'm staying away from specific scores, right? If South Carolina can escape this game with a W, the sky is truly the limit for this season, and just about every expert would be wrong about this game as they have Arkansas winning this, and I definitely think that a win here is in the cards. Now, at a minimum, this game will hopefully let us see what this new offense with loaded guys, revamped depth, all that jazz, second year in the program, what does that look like as far as hanging with a proven top-notch SEC team? At a minimum, we're going to learn really what this offense can look like going against a big-time defense, but trying to catch up and stay with a big-time offense. Moving on to week three, September 17th, at home against those damn Georgia Bulldogs. This game is at noon. First off, to hell with Georgia. And honestly, I'm not going to dive into what they did last year because what fan wants to do that? I've said this before, I'm not here to kiss anyone's rings on this podcast. I'm not. Now, what I do know is that over the last decade or so, this matchup has proven to be more competitive more times than not, And I think that home field advantage at Williams-Brice this year is going to be the best we've seen since Spurrier. Now, this game is by far the biggest challenge Carolina faces in the first half of the schedule, and maybe all year, right? And we have to hope that by this week, all of the kinks will be ironed out on both sides of the ball, rotations will be figured out, depth will be settled, all that jazz, and this team can show up crisp. Regardless of what happens in Arkansas, you got to show up crisp and ready to go, locked and loaded for this game. Georgia had the number one defense in the SEC last year. They lost some big-time key pieces to the NFL, so maybe they take a step back, but I'm not an idiot, and I'm not going to say it's going to be a big step back. So Rattler and Satterfield have to bring their A game. Now, it's a noon game, and it'll probably be famously hot, as Columbia tends to be, but I got to believe that Beamer will rally the fans to be early and be loud. And I said this on my episode with Talk Cocky With Me, that this would be the biggest upset of the season for Carolina. I'm not going to back away from it. Put me down for a week three upset over UGA for the Gamecocks. Book it. To hell with Georgia. Deep breath. This is like what the schedule does, because now we're at week four, September 24th against Charlotte. Time is still TBD. Exactly. Can kind of breathe out with this one, right? Now, They did win five games last year, including one against Duke, but the rest of their results really did not impress me. Looked like any opponent who was worth their salt. Charlotte tended to lose to and lose rather convincingly. One of the worst defenses in Conference USA. And so you don't want to overlook an opponent, right? But just by looking at this on paper, this feels like a game that maybe it'll be close after a quarter, right? Maybe it's a slower start than most fans would like. That sometimes happens with Carolina football. But eventually, Carolina's talent and home field advantage will win out and take over. And I see this being a rather comfortable win for South Carolina. Which brings us to week 5, October 1st, against South Carolina State. This is a fun matchup that I'm looking forward to. I mean, anytime that you can bring in other teams from the state, it adds a little something extra to the atmosphere. You add that with a legendary coach at South Carolina State, and it should just make for a great crowd, right? Last year, SC State went 7-5, including a very impressive bowl win against Jackson State. And they were very solid in their conference last year. I believe they were undefeated. But this game will definitely mean a lot to their program, as I'm sure their players are largely from this state, might even know some of our players, some of their families, and I'm sure it's going to be a hard-fought game from their side. But ultimately, similar to Charlotte, I have to believe that eventually our raw talent and home field advantage will take over and South Carolina will come out with a W as well here. That brings us to the last game of the first half, week 6, October 8th at Kentucky. And to quote the Joker from The Dark Knight, and here we go. If you missed it, there was a little bit of banter from Stoops, the head coach at Kentucky, taking a subtle shot that most people interpreted was a shot at Shane Beamer, but really no way to prove that. But regardless, there's two or three incredibly pivotal matchups this season, and this is on the list. Right up there at the top, honestly. And really, up until this point in my preview here, I am imagining a dream scenario for South Carolina, right? I see a path to victory against Arkansas, and I see a path to victory against UGA, where we can end up, the sky is the limit, really, right? But life doesn't always go that way, right? So if, it's a big if, the matchups up until here stay chalky and the favorites win, this game becomes enormous for South Carolina. But it already kind of is regardless. I mean, there's no denying anymore that Kentucky is a legit solid program, right? Stoops has built a very consistent team. There's no denying it. They went 10-3 last year with their bowl win and boasted a top 5 defense in the SEC. Now, I know that they lose some players, but they also, you know, got some people back. But if we're at week 6 and South Carolina is still looking for a big win, looking for an upset win, big time SEC win, this has to be the game where the team dials it up, right? I know that Lexington has not treated the Gamecocks well in recent memory. I know that they're returning Will Levis. I know that we haven't played well against them for years, really. But at a time and a place, a certain moment, someone has to say enough. And someone has to go up there and win at their place and prove that we are officially on the come up and prove that South Carolina football is coming back. And I have to believe that Shane Beamer is the man to say that. I believe that last year, if you insert Spencer Rattler on this team, on the exact same team, exact same roster last year, I think we probably beat Kentucky at home then. So I got to believe that with all the improvements we've made this offseason, Spencer Rattler notably, that it's our time to go get ours. I'm ecstatic for this matchup, and this could be a turning point for the season, but also maybe for the program this year and beyond. Very, very excited to see how that matchup shakes up. But overall, for the first half, you realistically have three games that you should pencil in as wins, or you feel like you can pencil in as wins: Georgia State, Charlotte, and SC State. I feel like you have one you can pencil in certainly as winnable: Kentucky. And then there are other two that are challenges, but not impossible / doable. And that's Arkansas and UGA. So sort of leveling degrees of difficulty in the first half. I think it's a pretty fair first half schedule in terms of that. And by the time our bye week rolls around, we will know a lot about this team. And hopefully we are staring at a potential great year, depending on how the back half shapes up. But hopefully we're set up for success with that. But with that, y'all, that wraps up this episode. I love talking Carolina football. I am jacked up right now. But please follow me on social media. Twitter is my last name, Gamecocks, Cox, Gamecocks. Instagram is just the name of the show, Cox Talking Gamecocks. And please, wherever you listen to the podcast, like, subscribe, and review. It means the world to me. I appreciate all y'all. Go Cox.